We're not too bad. We're doing well. Ger and I and the boys. Life is different. There's no doubt about that. Life is different, and it's very much one day at a time. And if it was possible, it probably brought the family closer together, the four of us. In the sense that Red Oak is with us every day and every hour of every day, and we see him in the butterflies and the robins and different things. But he's with us every day spiritually, and but just that we can hug him or kiss him, but we're doing okay.
Is it a comfort, Ger, that you feel he is around you every day?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't believe like going to the cemetery every day is where he is. I feel he's with me or us around the house, and you get the little signs and whatever. But like people say, you go away on trips and whatever. But I say we carry him in our hearts, so he's with us wherever we go.
Is it getting easier, folks?
I would say it doesn't get any easier, but that you learn to cope with it. And I mean, people might probably say, oh, look at them off there with their smile, they're doing well and whatever. Yes, we are doing well, but you have to think of everybody else, the boys, the other two boys. And as we always say, life has to go on. So you do the best you can every day. You get up out of bed, put on your makeup and get out there, because that's what Red Oak would want. He wouldn't want one to be mulling and dwelling in the past. So like we try and do the best we can every day. And that's the way we work from day to day.
You've just passed his second anniversary.
Yes, and that was quite difficult. It wasn't an easy one. I think the second Christmas, the second anniversary was a lot more difficult than the first time round. But like people have been very, very supportive yet again, like the crowds that were there at his second anniversary mass. Unbelievable. And we thank people for that too. They're there behind us all the way.
And if it's not too personal, why was the second anniversary more difficult?
We don't know. People say that, the second anniversary is more difficult. It's hard to rationalise it. It's difficult to be able to pinpoint that something is different. Maybe it's just that for 2 years he's longer gone from us, and that, we miss him more. We don't know. It's something we can't
explain,
but following the mass and the lovely mass, the anniversary mass, the next day we were up and off again. We were back to normal. It was leading into the anniversary mass into the Christmas that kind of is the tough times. When you pass it, then you seem to get that comfort again.
I see you out at matches. I see you around County Sligo at different functions. We see the Murphy clan.
Yeah, but
seemingly immersed in life.
Yeah, but that's the way we always were, so we'll continue that way. As I said, Red Oak would never want us to stop at home being mulling over what happened to him. We go and, we love the Gaelic, we love sport, and, off we go. And as I say, life is for living, and that's what we intend to do.
Redmond, where did the idea for this night in Summerhill College in Sligo on the 24th of May come from?
I think, Red Oak, with his positive way about, he was a good lad, and he always wanted to, he was good to people. He always wanted to do the right thing. He had time for people. As we go on, we feel that, he wants us to do something positive. He wants us to, it seems like he's telling us every day, he's behind us, that, look, go out there, do something good, do something positive, help the young people, or, make from a very difficult situation to bring something very positive out of it. And, to be able to think or believe that we've saved one life with the loss of Red Oak, that's good enough for us. That's really good enough for us. And he's there going, go on, Dad and Mam, go on.
He's kind of coaching you from
the
sidelines.
Yeah. And we believe that. Yeah. We're doing his work now.
Okay. And that's the motivation for this evening, which will be an evening of stories, of chat, of discussion. Who is this evening for, Redmond?
The other point, I suppose, I'd like to make is that the day I would have met Alan Quinlan at my workplace, and he had told his story. And his story really resonated to help us maybe a little bit understand how Red was feeling, what had happened that infamous night. You know, and he said, he's parting words with me, he said, "Red, if you're ever doing anything up the Northwest, I'll help you." And that triggered something in our heads that he was there to help us if we needed it. So the night itself is no doubt about it. It's for people that struggle with mental health. It's for the young. It's for the parents that have lost the young. It's for the wider community. It's anybody that's struggling with mental health, especially the young. It's especially for the young that, you know, to give them some light at the end of the tunnel. To hear the stories that of these powerful speakers, you know, their story gives hope to that there is light, there is help out there, there is, and you know, you move on, you get, you know, you're treated, you get the help, and life comes back a little bit to normal again. You know, that it's not the end of the world when you think Red Aug was sitting there that particular night and said, "Now this is it, like I can't go on," but there is help, and it's the hope that comes with that help.
You've mentioned one of the speakers who's going to be talking on the night, the former Munster and Ireland rugby player Alan Quinlan. The Dublin footballer Philly McMahon will be another speaker. Caroline Currid, who's well known in Sligo sporting circles, will be there on the night. And so too will be the man best known as Rory Stories Ger. Somebody that Red admired from a
he really enjoyed Rory's stories. So hopefully that will hit home with a lot of the young people as well. But as Robin said, it's not just young. I mean, it's the parents as well that we would like to see coming and to hear all these stories. Because with Alan Quinlan, I didn't actually meet him in Dublin, but when Robin came and explained and told me his story, I mean, it was the first time that I could actually slot it in with what happened to Red Aug. I put Red Aug right into his boots and picture like the same thing going on in Red Aug's mind. And I got great comfort from listening to that story. So that's why I think it's important that people do hear all these stories and see what help is out there, and that there is hope at the end of the day.
I'm struck by what you said there, Redmond. You could hear Red Aug in what Alan Quinlan had to say.
Yeah, it seemed to answer the unanswered questions to that point. You know, he talked about how his struggles through what were the highlights of his career in his sport. And that, you know, Father Leo said the day of the funeral, and I always remembered, he said, "It's okay not to feel okay." And I think Alan and others, speakers on the night, will resonate that, you know, even though all of the struggles they had and they felt so bad at times, but still they're here to tell the story. They've sought help and they've continued with life.
Okay. This is going to be a free event on the night for the public to come along and see. Ger, I get that impression you want to make this as easy as possible for people to attend.
Absolutely, yeah. Just to encourage, no charge whatsoever on it. And that might, you know, help say, people who can't afford to come or whatever. But I mean, it's just, yeah, we want to encourage everybody to come to it. So there's absolutely no charge on it.
Yeah. People will be invited to register online just for numbers for the venue itself. How do you think this might help the Murphy family, Redmond, an event like this?
There's no doubt in either of our minds that one life saved, if that night means one more life is saved, that's a positive, huge uplift for us. Because even though, as I said, it's a tragedy for us as a family, but if we think like that we've saved one life, there's a comfort in that, you know, that another family won't go through what we've gone through. And that's a very positive thing.
And to encourage people, Ger, to talk.
Yes, I do believe it's important for young people to talk, even though Red Aug was the best talker you could find. I mean, he would talk about anything. And as I say he would probably discuss things with me that another 21-year-old wouldn't be talking to their mother about. But look, that's just the relationship we had.
That is something I wanted to ask you finally. From talking to people who knew Red Dog intimately, whether in the sporting sphere or just in Kerry or in South Sligo or DCU or wherever it might have been, almost everybody I came across would say Red was a talker. He was a confider. He would come and tell us what's on his mind, which makes it all the more difficult for me, the outsider, to get my head around. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does make sense. But it's, and part of it is probably difficult for us to accept as to why he didn't speak to us. Obviously, he was covering something up that we didn't see. But yeah, he would talk, and he would talk everything out with us. But the mask, as I say, they have this mask, and they can cover it up very well.
To finish, Redmond, if you could give a message now, and I'm going to ask you to give a message to a 16-year-old boy or girl listening to this interview who maybe is finding life tough going at the moment, or maybe it's the mum or the dad or the granny or the granddad, what would you say, what might you say to encourage them to come along to this event?
It seems when you have these thoughts, you protect these thoughts. So as a young person, you protect the thoughts with great effort. You put on a face to hide your concerns, your thoughts, your fears. The speakers that are there that will be talking to people all that night will have done something similar, in that they were afraid to talk, were afraid to chat with people, disclose their deepest thoughts. But something Colm said in the eulogy at the funeral, he said, how do you know that your thoughts are valid if somebody else hasn't heard them and, you know, give back feedback to you? How do you know they're valid? So if you talk to somebody or listen to the stories, that'll mean that you've got a second opinion on your deepest, scariest thoughts. And I think that's really good.